紫卷五，2020年安徽省初中学业水平考试。一、短对话理解。你将听到五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, what a sunny day it is. Remember to take your sunglasses when going out.
Okay, I will. Thank you for your reminding.
What a sunny day it is. Remember to take your sunglasses when going out.
Okay, I will. Thank you for your reminding.
Number two, people seldom look through newspapers now.
Not really. I usually look through newspapers while I'm taking a bus to work.
People seldom look through newspapers now.
Not really. I usually look through newspapers while I'm taking a bus to work.
Number three. Let's play football after school, okay?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to help my mother buy some vegetables.
Let's play football after school, okay?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to help my mother buy some vegetables.
Number four. Excuse me. I haven't been feeling like eating anything recently. I don't know why.
Oh, don't be worried. Lie down and let me look you over first.
Excuse me. I haven't been feeling like eating anything recently. I don't know why.
Oh, don't be worried. Lie down and let me look you over first.
Number five, I'm preparing for tomorrow's speech report. Could you please take out the rubbish for me?
Well, with pleasure.
I'm preparing for tomorrow's speech report. Could you please take out the rubbish for me?
Well, with pleasure.
Two, 长对话理解。你将听到两段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至七小题。
Can I help you, madam?
Yeah, I think you served the wrong dish.
How come?
Well, I ordered a chicken hamburger, but you gave me the fish hamburger.
Oh, let me see. I'm really sorry. Let me change that for you.
Okay. By the way, when can I get it? It's already 8 o'clock p.m.
After about 15 minutes.
That's okay. Thank you.
Can I help you, madam?
Yeah, I think you served the wrong dish.
How come?
Well, I ordered a chicken hamburger, but you gave me the fish hamburger.
Oh, let me see. I'm really sorry. Let me change that for you.
Okay. By the way, when can I get it? It's already 8 o'clock p.m.
After about 15 minutes.
That's okay. Thank you.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至十小题。
It has been raining for several days. I can't stand it.
But it will be fine tomorrow.
You're right. It's really good news. What will you do tomorrow?
I plan to go to the park with my parents. What about you?
I'd like to visit my grandparents in the countryside.
Good idea. In the countryside, you can enjoy beautiful scenes and fresh air.
Yeah. Would you like to go with me next time?
Sure. I'm expecting to take some photos in the field for my next report.
That's good. And we can fly kites there.
Right. Wish you a good trip.
Thank you. The same to you. It has been raining for several days. I can't stand it.
But it will be fine tomorrow.
You're right. It's really good news. What will you do tomorrow?
I plan to go to the park with my parents. What about you?
I'd like to visit my grandparents in the countryside.
Good idea. In the countryside, you can enjoy beautiful scenes and fresh air.
Yeah. Would you like to go with me next time?
Sure. I'm expecting to take some photos in the field for my next report.
That's good. And we can fly kites there.
Right. Wish you a good trip.
Thank you. The same to you.
Three, 短文理解。你将听到一篇短文，短文后有五个小题，请根据短文内容，在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。短文读两遍。
I am Jack.Last Friday night, my friends and I decided to hang out for the weekend. The next day, we had a walk not far from the river. The weather was fine, and the water in the river was clean and cool. I decided to swim across the river, for it didn't seem far. But after a few minutes, I realized it was much farther than I had thought, and I was very tired and scared.I thought I was in danger, so I shouted loudly for help. Luckily, my friends heard my shout and ran to the river. They came up with three ways to save me. In the end, they brought a boat together and we got back safely. After hearing what had happened, my mother was worried about me, and my father warned me not to do that again. What I learned from this experience is thatDon't swim alone, and never swim to the deep water.
I am Jack. Last Friday night, my friends and I decided to hang out for the weekend. The next day, we had a walk not far from the river. The weather was fine, and the water in the river was clean and cool. I decided to swim across the river, for it didn't seem far.But after a few minutes, I realized it was much farther than I had thought, and I was very tired and scared. I thought I was in danger, so I shouted loudly for help. Luckily, my friends heard my shout and ran to the river. They came up with three ways to save me. In the end, they brought a boat together, and we got back safely. After hearing what had happened, my mother was worried about me.And my father warned me not to do that again. What I learned from this experience is that don't swim alone and never swim to the deep water.
Four, 信息转换。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容写出下面表格中所缺的单词，每空仅填一词。短文读两遍。
Good morning. Everyone wants to be a better student. Here are some tips. Firstly, manage your time as carefully as you can. Make a list of things that you have to do. Don't forget to spend some time on hobbies. Secondly, look for a quiet place for you to study. It saves you a lot of energy, and you won't be influenced by the environment. Thirdly, study in a proper way. When you get home from school, go over your notes quickly. Reviewing the important points can prepare yourself well for the next class. Last, but not least, never give up. The purpose of a test is to examine the knowledge you have learned. As the saying goes, failure is the mother of success. Work harder, and you'll make great progress.
Good morning. Everyone wants to be a better student. Here are some tips. Firstly, manage your time as carefully as you can. Make a list of things that you have to do. Don't forget to spend some time on hobbies. Secondly, look for a quiet place for you to study. It saves you a lot of energy, and you won't be influenced by the environment. Thirdly, study in a proper way. When you get home from school, go over your notes quickly. Reviewing the important points can prepare yourself well for the next class. Last but not least, never give up. The purpose of a test is to examine the knowledge you have learned. As the saying goes, failure is the mother of success. Work harder and you'll make great progress.